everything turned on, turned off, and adjusted.
It's a beautiful day outside, and it's good to see everyone here this morning. The topic of this morning's sermon is the love of God. We just sang the song, The Love of God. Now we're going to hear a sermon on the love of God. Tom talked about this morning in his class about how that we try to remember back to when we were in a happier, more peaceful time in our life and multiply that several times over. And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about being a kid and being in my footy pajamas and being in mama or daddy's arms and be all cuddled up and all nice and snuggly and warm. But now that I'm a grown man and a Christian, I can actually feel the love of God. I can feel His loving arms around me as long as I'm obeying His commandments. If you would, take your Bibles and turn to 1 John 5:3. 1 John 5:3. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. 1 John 5:3. This is a short, simple statement to tell us what we must do in order to love God. Many sermons usually are one-sided. Bias of real love neglect. There is no salvation without love. And part of the love is increased by knowledge. Philippians 1:9 tells us we need to increase in knowledge. The purpose is to learn what it is, determine if we do it. We need to be concerned about conditions today in our nation and in the church and in the home. The first thing we're going to discuss this morning is why love God? Why do we need to love God? It's reciprocal. It means it comes back around to us. 1 John 4:19 says, we love Him because He first loved us. He loved us before we ever even thought about loving Him. God loved us so much that He made us in His own image. When we have children,